It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Revolution are getting ready for their third consecutive match at home in a seven-day stretch when they take on Real Salt Lake Saturday night in Foxborough. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also, the public address announcer at Gillette Stadium for the Revolution. Well, the Revs come into the weekend after a midweek 3-0 victory over Pumas in the first leg of the Scotiabank CONCACAF Champions League. Adam Buxa, he had a pair of goals in the win. Leg two will be this week in Mexico. And then rewind to Saturday, March the 5th. The Revs had their MLS home opener, a 1-0 victory against FC Dallas. Bruce Arena becoming the all-time winningest coach in MLS history, 241. Now back to CONCACAF, four Revolution players named to CONCACAF's best 11 for the first leg of the quarterfinal round. Earl Edwards Jr., Andrew Farrell, Adam Buxa, and Carlos Heel. Heel had two assists in the Champions League match, and the Revolution 23-1-8 across all competitions when the reigning MLS MVP has an assist. And as mentioned, Real Salt Lake comes to town this weekend, marking the third straight match for the Revs against a Western Conference MLS opponent. And I'm joined right now, no shortage of highlights on his resume, a Manchester, New Hampshire native, get it right, Mike, New Hampshire native, played collegiate soccer right here at Boston College, and in 2013 joined the New England Revolution, spent four seasons in Foxborough, highlighted by a run to MLS Cup Final in 2014. Charlie Davies here joins me. Charlie, thank you so much for being with me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
I still have more to read about your intro because I wanted to just get your name in there first, but definitely a former United States international, made 17 appearances for the Stars and Stripes, and you can hear Charlie as an analyst for CBS Sports, MLS Soccer, and of course, your New England Revolution airing right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Quite the resume, Charlie Davies. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So local guy, too. That's pretty darn awesome to grow up here and play for your hometown team and now be working for them, too.
Yeah, it's special. And I don't take it for granted. I remember just being a young kid with a dream. I worked so hard for it, but I had so many people help me along the way from this area. So I'm grateful to be New England born and bred.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, just before we talk about the Revs here, that's really, you know, you're very humble about that, which is awesome. You know, any advice to anyone aspiring to maybe get into the field of broadcasting or even be a athlete in general to try to further their career for any particular sport, especially from the hometown level?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to a high school this morning in Mattapan, and my message was pretty simple. Expect a lot of ups and downs. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be hurdles. There's going to be doubt. But the only way to keep moving forward, if your dream is to be a professional athlete or to work in professional sports, is to stay positive and keep working towards it. I think that the best part about it is it never comes easy. Like the things that we want in life, of course, they never come easy. You got to work for it, which makes it that much more, I think that makes it that much more purposeful. And for us, the people that are calling the games behind the scenes, It's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity to stay connected to the sports, an amazing opportunity to educate people about our sport. But we're all passionate about it because we love it, right? So I encourage people to follow their hearts and try to do something that you feel that you're passionate about, and that'll be inspiring in itself.
Good stuff, Charlie. So let's talk about the Revolution right here, because we're coming up to the third match of the regular season, a very early start for MLS, as we all know. The majority of that is because it's World Cup year. That's a major part. But here we are. What do you think about the team so far? Are you impressed by what you've seen? And, you know, the Revolution grabbing a point in a tough place in Portland for the season opener, coming back home to get clean sheets over FC Dallas, and a win against Pumas in the CCL opener. A lot to unpack there, but what have you liked so far you've seen in the three matches for the Revs?
I love this team, and I think the rest of New England can get behind this team. One, because they have the work ethic, they have the grit, the tenacity that I think any championship team that we've been accustomed to knowing in this region, they have that. But they also have the stars. And so I think when you're looking across sports and particularly New England sports, because we always usually have a championship team, this is a team that you want to root for because they're entertaining and they do a lot off the field in the community. So they connect to the community. I'm really pleased with Carlos Hill. I mean, this is the MVP of the league, right? This is the most talented player last season. And this season, still picking up where he left off. But he's a guy that works on both sides of the ball. He doesn't take plays off. He makes everyone around him better, right? So that in itself is a reason to go out to watch this team because they have the star of the league. And then you look at the rest of the pieces that Bruce Arena has put together. It's incredible. I was talking about it with my wife the other day. I'm like, look at this team. They have it all. They check the box in every capacity when you're trying to support a professional team. They have players from all over the world. They have players who care about the community. They have players who are stars. They have players who are just hard workers. They have players who have these amazing stories. You know, Matt Turner in particular, a college player, you know, just got into soccer late in his life, and all of a sudden he's going to Arsenal, right? You have just a number of up-and-coming rising stars in DeJuan Jones, Brandon Bai. You know, you have Andrew Farrell, who's been there, done that with this team, and gives back so much to the community. So, yeah, it's a team that you root for. It's a team that has a lot of different dynamics to it. So I'm pumped to be calling the games for the top team in Major League Soccer.
And that's kind of a benefit too, Charlie, where I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, the Revs started up again. It feels like they just ended their season yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and we're right back into it. So it's a good thing to have that here and to have that excitement level. And, you know, I know you didn't call the game the other night in the CCL win over Pumas, but a 3-0 victory, really a fantastic performance by the Revolution. I know you watched it. And, you know, snow and soccer, that doesn't really mix all right.
Yeah, you know, not at all.
And we went to the history department at Gillette Stadium. That was the first time since 2009 when the Patriots beat the Tennessee Titans at Gillette Stadium 59-0 that there was snow on the Gillette Stadium field before and during a game or a match. So that was history right there. The goals there, Sebastian Legette, Adam Buxa, two goals for Buxa, and the Revs, a great place to advance to the semifinal as they head to Mexico next week. Takeaways from Wednesday's win.
Mexican teams typically dominate this competition. Pumas is a team that's highly respected in the Mexican league, and the Revolution made it look like they were a college team in a lot of ways. The Mexican team didn't really threaten. They had a couple chances, but and Earl Edwards, I think, was very impressive with the one clear-cut opportunity they had. But I think for the rest of the league and the supporters to know that this Revolution team is really good. That Pumas team can beat a number of Major League Soccer teams on their day. The Revolution made them look subpar, to say the least. So, very impressive performance. I think for Adam Buxa in in particular, it's a player who's putting a lot of pressure on himself to succeed, right? And you could see it with his goal celebrations, what it meant to him. But to have him in form with Gustavo Bow and Carlos Hill and Sebastian Legette, who's only going to get better once he understands how Carlos Hill plays, man, this is a big time team, and the depth is there as well. When you have Jozy Altidor, who still has a ways to get to being to his best, and then I love what Maciel has done, John Bell last season off the bench, and Ima Boateng is another threat with his pace and quickness. So this is a promising team, and one that I think the high hopes are there for.
Definitely. And as the Champions League continues, the Revs, one of four MLS teams remaining in the Champions League, and three of those four won their leg one matches in that quarterfinal round. So we could potentially see a scenario where we have an MLS club going to the Club World Cup for the first time ever, yeah. Which is amazing. You know, you've been following CCL very closely, and tell everyone what the success of the remaining MLS clubs says about how far the league has come and how much it's progressed in recent years. I know you said that, you know, mm-hmm. the Revs took care of business with Mexico there, but talk about that in general, how far it's come too.
Yeah, it's come a long way. Typically Mexican teams dominate because they're coming into this competition and it's in mid-season. You know, they have a lot of gifted players because they don't have a salary cap, and they can, you know, the top Mexican teams can spend however much money they want across their roster. So when you're looking at MLS, and now you're seeing more and more talent come through Major League Soccer before they go to their lifelong, you know, dreams and clubs in Europe, you have much more money to spend. More money equals more talent, and more talent spread across your roster. And so if you're looking at the CONCACAF Champions League now, Seattle's going to go through. They won 3-0 that first game. New York City FC, defending MLS Cup champions, look like they're going to go through. They won 3-1. So that's one side of the bracket done. Two MLS teams, you're going to get one in the finals. Now this bracket, Revs beat Pumas, they're going to go through unless something crazy happens in all these games. You're talking injuries and red cards. And then the bottom game, the opponent is expected to be Cruz Azul, which is a very strong Mexican team. But Montreal, for whatever they did, they only lost 1-0 in Azteca, which is a very difficult place. They have a lot of optimism heading home to Montreal to play this Mexican side. They could win. It could be a Montreal Revs semifinal. Now, given that, I still think the Revs are in a better position to beat Cruz Azul anyways. I think they're a better team. It's not a given because it's a very difficult team to play against, but yep, I like the Revs' chances against Cruz Azul. So given that, I really believe that this is the we've said it before, but I really think this is the first time that the Major League Soccer are going to have a team in the Club World Cup. And for people who don't understand what the Club World Cup is, you're playing against the best clubs in the world. So the Champions League winner, the Asian Cup winner, South American winner. And so you're typically going to, for players in Major League Soccer, this is a perfect time to showcase what you can do across the world. So it's a way to kind of pitch yourself. And for clubs, it's a brand opportunity. Now you're showcasing your brand to the world. So the Revolutions should be able to highlight who they are and what they do for the world to see that, which would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, back to the Revs here for just a moment too, Charlie, not in the Champions League, but here we are. We know last year, of course, Supporters Shield, and there's always that thing known as the Supporters Shield hangover, mm-hmm. and you know the teams have a great year, lift the shield, and then come back kind of to reality, if you will. But how important is it for the Revs to get off to that fast start this year, which looking pretty good right now, yes. and get a couple of results out of the gate to avoid that sort of hangover that we've seen from Supporters Shield winners in the past?
Well, I think it comes down to the players that you have on your roster and the coaching staff. And I think because you have some excitement with some new talent brought in, Sebastian Legette and Jozy Altidor in particular, two national team guys, caliber guys, with Matt Turner headed to Arsenal, there's just a buzz around this team. And I don't think Bruce Arena ever would have let them just say, all right, we can hit the brake, we can take a longer vacation just because we finished first in the regular season last year, because that's not the goal. The goal is to win MLS Cup. And so I think that's driving them forward, that they're not done. They liked what they did last year. That's great. But they have much more to accomplish. So you got CONCACAF Champions League, you have US Open Cup, and you have MLS Cup. These are three competitions that are driving this team forward, and they have not given anyone a reason to think that they're going to have that hangover, they're going to pause. So another game tomorrow against Real Salt Lake, I expect them to also, again, be aggressive, push forward. Then you have Pumas again. This team just looks like they're going to continue to push each other to have more success and win more trophies.
Yeah, no, definitely. They're looking good so far, so good, and a long way to go. So let's keep that momentum going here.
Absolutely.
And yeah, oh, definitely. It's really exciting. Early March, for crying out loud. And here we are with three in the bag after tomorrow for MLS regular season. But one pleasant surprise, I know you touched on him before, Earl Edwards Jr. Mm-hmm. And here's a guy, gets the nod on short notice, a couple of knocks to Matt Turner and Brad Knighton, and he just really ran with that opportunity. Consecutive shutouts for Earl Edwards Jr. over the last couple of games, a couple of big-time saves along the way. What have you liked about Earl Edwards Jr. so far, Charlie?
Well, one, he's giving confidence, so he's making the big save. Typically, before his time with the Revolution, he would give up mistakes. He would not allow the back line to get comfortable because they're worried about, oh, man, if I give a shot, he's going to give up a chance. He's going to give up a rebound. He'll make a bad pass, a bad decision. It seems like his short time with the Revolution, he has learned a lot in a short amount of time with Kevin Hitchcock as the coach, the goalkeeper coach. I mean, we've seen what he's done for Matt Turner and Brad Knighton for that matter. And now with Earl Edwards Jr., I think it was one of those occasions that come along when you're a professional. You get in the right environment, the right atmosphere, you have the right coach, but you have someone in front of you. And now you're just buying your time, right? You're just waiting. And finally that opportunity comes and you grab it with both hands. And that's what he's done. I like his movement. I like the way he's been able to move his feet. I like how he hasn't, his distribution has been great. And I just think he seems much more sure of himself. You used to look at him and go, oh man, he's doubting himself. He's scared. Now you see confidence, and not only with confidence, you see a performance to match the confidence. So I love what I've seen from Earl Edwards Jr.
Yeah, he's been really special so far. And another special guy you touched on before too, Carlos Hill, reigning MLS MVP last season. Mm-hmm. And he's already earned back-to-back MLS Team of the Week nods out of the gate here in 2022. Carlos Hill changed his number. He's now number 10.
yeah.
Right?
It fits his position now.
It fits that position, exactly. And, where do you rank Carlos Hill among the top players to wear the Revolution crest?
Well, I can tell you this. Of all the amazing Revolution players that have come before him and before me, he has the potential to be the greatest.
Yeah.
So that tells you where he stacks up. You know, I still think Shari Joseph is the greatest player to ever play for the Revolution. And then you have Clint Dempsey, you have Taylor Twellman. You have some really influential players, and you throw in Jermaine Jones and Lee Wynn. But Carlos Hill has something that I don't think any of them did, which is that the ball control, the ability to control the game and the tempo and beat players on the dribble, but also being so unselfish, making all the players around him better. That's Carlos Hill. He's really special, and he's just a good guy. I've gotten a chance to spend some time with him and his wife, Maria, and they're expecting now. So he loves it here. He wants to be here long term. So I'm glad that the Revolution have him, because if he's in your team, you always have a chance.
Definitely. He makes everyone better around him. Really does. Mm-hmm. You know, he's that catalyst. Another newcomer, Sebastian Legette, solid addition to the midfield. Couple of goals in his first three appearances for the Revs. Right out of the gate, not wasting any time to get acclimated to the Revolution. What do you like about Sebastian here that's allowed him to transition to the Revolution so well through the first couple of games?
Sebastian Legette, he's a stud. What I love about him, too, is he doesn't have an ego. He doesn't let his performances go to his head. You know, he was a star. You know, came from Europe, had a lot of success with LA Galaxy and the national team, and has a famous girlfriend. But he stays level headed. He's calm. He's good on the ball. Great. I think he has great ability to move around the pitch, whether it's in possession or without possession. Typically not relied on as a goal scorer or even a chance creator. But I think with this team, he'll be able to do that. And I think it's just about spending enough time with Carlos Gil and with Adam Buxa and Gustavo Bo, just to understand their movements and so how he fits within the team and what they need him to do and the spots that he needs to be. He's only going to get better. So I think it's a great addition by Bruce Arena, knowing what the team has. And I think right now it's figuring out where they're going to get their pace from at times when they need to stretch the back line. DeJuan Jones, he's a left back and he does it quite often, but at times you're going to need your left back to defend a little bit more than getting in behind. So you just need to have that balance. And so I think once they do figure it out and it's kind of perfect, then this team is going to be really difficult to stop.
Yeah, and I know you just talked about Josie Altidore and Omar Gonzalez as well. We actually had Omar here a few weeks ago, so he started a couple of games in the back line. Josie Altidore, you know, nice ovations when he's introduced to the substitution there. So two-part question here for you. What do these two seasoned veterans bring to the team, and how important is it for Bruce Arena to have this level of experience in his roster?
Experience is so valuable, and I think in a lot of cases, it's underrated in Major League Soccer. But with Josie Altidore, you have a player who has the capabilities and the ability to be one of the best strikers when he's fit and he's focused in Major League Soccer. So you hope that he's going to push Gustavo Bo and he's going to push Adam Buxa and get fit. And then come summer, if you wanted to maybe sell Adam Buxa for a good price, that you have somebody who's just going to fill right in, that you don't skip a beat, and you have another player who's going to make a difference, just like Adam. Now, in terms of Omar Gonzalez, I think you bringing him in to also give some depth and support to Henry Kessler and Andrew Farrell. I think he's a player who can step in and say, "Hey, Andrew. Hey, Henry. These are things that I did in my prime. This is how I helped the team. This is what I see." And it just makes their game that much better. But he was brought in to kind of be there in case one of them go down, he steps in, which he did for Henry Kessler when he went down with his hamstring injury. So I think he's done a good job. But you know, I think what you get with Omar is just, it's almost like another coach in the back line.
The Leggett, Gonzalez, and Josie Altidore, much experience in MLS, European, and the international level with the United States. So speaking of the U.S. men's national team, there's a March FIFA World Cup qualifier a couple of weeks away, starting with a huge one for the United States against Mexico, March 24th. So, Charlie, the U.S., pretty good spot right now to qualify here, because right now they're second place in the CONCACAF, 4 points behind Mexico. How do you assess the current state of the U.S. men's national team, and how crucial is this next round for qualifiers to clinch that World Cup spot?
Well, it's everything, right? It's the last three games. So a crucial and critical don't even do it justice. We're talking about a World Cup here. So the U.S. are in a great position. They're in second place. The top three go through. I think realistically, they just need to beat Panama, and they'll be going to the World Cup. And that game is at home. The thing is, Panama is not an easy opponent. They're not going to just lay down. They actually have quality and they're confident. So it's going to be a very difficult game. Now the Mexico game, which I'll be on site for, which I'm excited about.
And that's nice. That's
a game where the U.S. can get something out of it. I think a draw is very doable. This is a team, Mexican team that hasn't been playing to the level of their ability as well. So if the U.S. can be a little bit aggressive but smart, pressing in the right times, countering at the right times, I think they can expose this Mexican team. And the last game is Costa Rica. Not very dangerous going forward, but they're compact, they're well organized, they counter, they're good on set pieces. So for the U.S., again, it would have to be one of those performances where they're sound defensively, and you invite Costa Rica to move up the field to create some space in behind, and then you look to counter, and you're ultra aggressive at times to get in behind. But it's a very doable window for the U.S. So I think 4 points is probably what they're going to get, and that should be the target. Nothing less than 4 points.
You've been involved with the Revs organization for some time now, and we hear often from the players who express how excited they're to be a part of a club that continues to move along the right trajectory. So since Bruce Arena, by the way, became the winningest regular season coach in MLS history last week, took over, it seems like the expectations have risen here as the roster becomes stronger and stronger. So if you look back on where the Revs were when Bruce took over in 2019, to where they are now, could you have ever imagined that this club would take so many strides forward in such a short amount of time?
No, to answer your question. I knew with Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft really running this organization and driving them forward, I knew they were never let it get to a point where they're not competing for trophies. I just didn't think it would happen as soon as it did. And so the only reason that I came back to the club are because of two people, and that's Jonathan Kraft and Cathal Conlon. So those two brought me back to the club. And so, you know, I've always held the Revolution in, I think, in a special place in my heart because, one, I grew up on the Revolution. That was my first professional team that I supported. So I was a little kid in the stands with a dream one day. And, you know, those two, the Kraft family, while I was playing here, are near and dear to me because they've always supported me. And they were the first two to call me when I had my cancer diagnosis. So that's something I'll always remember, as well as just when my kids were in the hospital when they were born. So, you know, it's a very special is doesn't even do it for me. So I have a really close relationship with the Kraft family and Cathal Conlon. And then I think what Bruce Arena has done here has been so transformative. I mean, really, he changed the complete dynamic and the significance of the Revolution in Major League Soccer to the point where players, not that they wouldn't play for the Revolution in the past, but they want to go to the Revolution. Like it's top three on their list because you have a new brand new training facility, but you have a coach that will bring you a championship or bring you success, right? I think you can relate to the Patriot way with when Tom Brady and Belichick, they have this partnership. They could get free agents easy because players want to go and win, right? Yeah, players want to compete for championships. You have that with Bruce Arena and this Revolution team right now. So, and Carlos Heel is like the Tom Brady. It's an MVP. It's a player you want to play with, especially if you're a striker or a goal scorer like myself. You know he's going to find you the ball and feed you. So it's a special time. It really is.
Well, for yourself too, Charlie, you're a fantastic ambassador for the Revs, and you're always out there in the community. You're talking about how you had a school speech today and just doing a lot of great – you're doing unbelievable work there. And in fact, that's a good segue to hear. I want you to give you the platform to talk a little bit of some of the great work you've done as director of philanthropy for the Quinn House Impact Fund. Mm-hmm. Give us the who, what, why, where organization's mission, great work that you're doing with them, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very blessed and fortunate to have this opportunity to kind of run a nonprofit in the city of Boston. I'm the director of the Quinn Impact Fund. So the Quinn House is the new private social club in the Back Bay of Boston. It used to be formerly known as the Algonquin Club, but it's a completely different club. It's almost night and day. And so basically what I do is I try and create positive social change by engaging the members of the Quinn in giving and community engagement and to support mission-driven organizations making a difference in our community by helping those in need. So we are just I'm all about giving and helping people and connecting people. And so I just had this wonderful job where I can, you know, at one point go and talk to kids, high schoolers. You know, I've developed a really strong relationship and close relationship with Josh Kraft, and he's helping me with navigate philanthropy and what that means in Boston. But basically, trying to give money to different nonprofits, trying to get them access and opportunity, and then making sure our younger people in the Boston community know how to give back.
That's awesome. Good for you, Charlie. That website, social media for it, anything? The Quinn House, you want to plug that if they have anything?
Yeah, I mean, check out the Quinn House on Google. It'll give you a big write-up on what the community is about and kind of what the Quinn Impact Fund is about, which is the philanthropic arm of the club. I'm just trying to make Boston and New England a better place. And I feel like the lows, the highs and the lows, but mostly the lows that I've had in my life have put me in this position to try and inspire and motivate people and also give them a chance, let them know it's never as bad as you think.
That's awesome, Charlie. Good work. And thanks for being out there for the community, making the world a better place too. So great work. I did have rapid questions. If you want, I could do them real quick.
And
you
can fire.
Okay. Yeah. Just give me one sentence on it. Team to watch in 2022. Go ahead.
The New England Revolution.
All right. Most improved team in 2022.
LA Galaxy.
Ooh, okay. All right. Biggest free agent or trade acquisition in 2022?
Sebastian the Jet.
I was thinking that too. All right. A young player to watch this year?
Gabriel Slonina on the Chicago Fire, the goalie.
Interesting. Okay. Revs have had a tough time with them too, Chicago. They've always played them tough. Yeah, they play them tough. Best new kit?
Ooh, I do love the Revolution kit. But best new kit, I'm going to have to give to Miami, the all pink kit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like it. They're very 90-ish.
Yeah.
You know, 90s. Nice. Okay. All right. Top three contenders for MLS Cup.
Top three contenders for MLS Cup. The Revs, New York City FC, and Seattle Sounders.
All right. Two more. Top three contenders for the Golden Boot.
Raul Ruiz Diaz, Adam Buxa, and Carlos Vela.
All right, and top three contenders for MLS MVP in 2022?
Carlos Hill, Nico Ladero, and I'm going to go with Lucas De La Rayan.
Okay, now this is just totally random. It has nothing to do with soccer. If you could just have one meal for the remainder of your life, what would it be?
One meal for the remainder of my life?
Yeah.
It would probably be...
God. That might be the hardest question of the day, huh?
Well, I'm caught between two. It's either...
go ahead, yeah.
It's either a burrito, a taco, probably a burrito, or a cheeseburger and fries.
We talking chicken, beef, pork burrito? I don't know. You tell me.
Carnitas.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah. Great choice.
It's like crispy, you know, like, yeah.
I love it. Good stuff, Charlie. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's get you out of there. Go eat. No, Charlie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to hearing your call. MyTV 38, WBZ TV here in Boston, 98.5 The Sports Hub as well, the simulcast, and on CBS Sports for you as well, as you'll be calling some of the World Cup action there. So thank you so much, Charlie. Great work.
Sarge, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Once again, my thanks to Charlie Davies. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's at Charlie Davies 9. That's at Charlie Davies 9. And a very special thanks, as always, to Revolution Communications Coordinator Harold Rivera. And the Revs will host Real Salt Lake City Saturday night at Gillette Stadium, 7:30 p.m. start time. For tickets to this match and all home matches, visit revolutionsoccer.net or call 877-GET-REVS. My name is Mike Riley. Follow me on Twitter at Sarge985. The podcast account is at SoccerCast96. And the Sports Hub account is at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thanks again for listening, and go Revs.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.